Our music critic, Robert Christgau, recently got fired from a job that he'd held for 32 years, but when he went looking for some musical catharsis, he found that his punk standbys didn't work anymore. He stumbled upon a CD called Crunk Hits Volume 2, a collection of dance tunes full of angst-ridden pleasure, exactly what he needed.
No kidding. I'm normally a cheerful fellow, and I wasn't snapping at my wife or anything, but I really needed a vicarious scream at a moment when time had long since eroded the cleansing shock value of abrasive old favorites like the New York Dolls and the Clash. Instead, what made me feel better was this.
What's happening?
What's happening?
Hey! Hey!
Spoiler yeah. Joy!
Look,
Joy! Pick your meat, click, meat, click!
What's up, phony?
What's happening?
What's up, Sean Paul? What's happening?
The song is Snap Your Fingers. The artist, Atlanta's Lil Jon, the unchallenged king of crunk, even though his main talent is the ability to say things like, yeah, yeah, much better than I can. Snap Your Fingers leads off a multi-artist compilation on TVT Records called Crunk Hits Volume 2 that's even better, beginning to end, than Volume 1. Crunk, a term that probably began its life as a contraction of crazy drunk, is a roughly delineated southern hip-hop style designed for dirty dancing. All blunt beats, grunting male choruses, raucous synthesizer sounds, and objectionable sexual politics. I wouldn't recommend a single album by any artist on either of these two collections for normal use, but I can't get enough of Crunk Hits Volume 2.
What's happening? What's up? Got Patron in my cup. I pop. I drink. I'm a Patron in perp. I can't think.
Open your mind and consider the sonics of this screwed and chopped Mike Jones intro.
Back then they didn't want me, now I'm hot, they all on me. Back then they didn't want me, now I'm hot, they all on me. Back then they didn't want me.
Or ponder the distorted bass of a Paul Wall hook. Or listen to how Lil Jon interjects himself into Daddy Yankee's reggaeton breakthrough, Gasolina. For clarity's sake, let me say that though I'm definitely a hip-hop fan, I'm also 64 years old. And, in case you hadn't guessed, white. I never use the N-word or call women girls, much less the B-word or the H-word. I believe the casual lewdness of so-called gangster rap has helped brutalize sexual relations among the young, although not as much as prigs claim. But despite all this, I find the sheer audacious joy of this music undeniable and irresistible. Almost any one of these guys becomes oppressively repetitive on his own. But the dance floor hits fans love them for are as sonically original as any alt or prog rock, and a lot more immediate and accessible. This is music that's intent on pleasure, with no regard for what anyone else thinks is decent or respectable. And in case you didn't know, that's the best recipe for pleasure there is. As the faux gangster turned B-movie clown Ice Cube puts it, eloquently and obscenely, if you were scared, bleepa bleepa, go to church. Or here's the minor New Orleans rapper BG, shortly after he announces unequivocally that, and I quote, New Orleans gone.
I'm from the ghetto.
Backgrown is the best single moment on a record that's full of them. It sums up BG's angst, and it summed mine up, too. It said it all.
We had to do it again.
The compilation CD is called Crunk Hits, Volume 2. Our reviewer, Robert Christgau, is now a contributing editor to Rolling Stone magazine.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.